As evening approaches, a thick London fog moves quietly across the still waters of the Thames River, spreading along the cobblestone streets, covering the familiar landscape of the city. In Baker Street, the lodgings of 221B are empty, for Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson have left long ago on another case of murder. Hello, my name is Ben Wright. Welcome to the new adventures of Sherlock Holmes. The radio play you are about to hear was originally broadcast on the 7th of June, 1945. At that time, the war in Europe was almost over. We were, however, still fighting in the Pacific, and it was essential during the war years that radio do everything in its power to keep up the morale of the people, to make them conscious of the need to give and give freely through the war effort that all men could remain free. It was no different for the Sherlock Holmes radio series. Unlike the Sherlock Holmes movies of the time, the radio series was not set during the war, but retained its original time frame of Victorian England. How, then, to enlist this popular series to bring across a message in wartime? Although Holmes and Watson had long retired, it was possible to involve them in, if not the Second World War, at least the First World War. For they would have been very much alive then. The Victorian era was just about gone when the First Great War broke out. In fact, the war effectively killed it. But thanks to the cleverness of Dennis Green and Anthony Boucher, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson could once again come to the aid of their country. The broadcast of In Flanders Fields was made...